Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
App. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Your mic's not on, Beetle.
It's on.
It's on. I saw you talking. I saw you doing a show.
You guys sweating like me?
Somebody turn the heat up in the studio. It was 76 degrees in here when I walked in.
Jesus.
Like, I went outside.
I went outside to add water to the pool. I ran outside to turn it off.
You're telling me the ventilation has not improved?
Apparently, it has surpassed industry and health standards, according to Chief Engineer Dennis Knudsen.
Is he going to be the one doing the... are we going to end up getting, like, scanned when we come back? Is Dennis going to be giving
us...
No.
Focus on that first thing he just said, though. He said what?
That the ventilation system exceeds minimum requirements.
Oh, yay.
Oh, so let's... You know, then maybe we should just do a minimum show.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
You're way ahead of us, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
shot. Do that. We could do that. We go down that road if you want.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go. Whew. God, it's hot outside.
Is the pool officially open?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. It couldn't have been last week. It was too
What's the
too
problem
cold.
With your home that you're so hot right now?
Oh, because I went outside. I was, like, running around doing crap outside. And it is hot outside.
I thought you were in the shower.
Sweating. I jumped in the shower, and I'm still, like, wet from it. And I jumped in the shower at 9:56. I need to shower earlier. That's the thing. So
I don't know. Getting in the shower at 9:56 for a 10 o'clock radio and television show. I mean, how much time do you want to kill after you get out of the shower?
I mean, no kidding. I know. I'm
4 seconds.
Dripping in sweat.
5 seconds.
Right.
Living's mostly wasting time. You know. You don't want
it. Is.
You waste
it is.
And I waste my share of mine. You know.
I know.
Let's. Never feels too good.
That's right.
So let's not take too long. Hey, Jim Louth just gave us the perfect segue. You guys ready for this?
What'd he do?
What is it?
Hot outside, but we're going to start the show on the ice.
He didn't say that.
In my ear. He said it 10 seconds ago.
Jim, I believe that.
So
I believe
cheesy.
That.
It was a passive-aggressive way of saying, let's move along. Let's get to the show.
Okay.
Oh, all right. All right. Jim's right. Then. Nice.
All right, then.
PAC, all right. Jim.
All right. Who do you want to have start and lead the topic, Jim?
So, what do you think?
What do I think? I think the people around here should stop bitching about the Bruins and them getting screwed, because if they're the damn best team in hockey, go out and prove it. Go
Ooh,
out and beat people.
I kind of like that.
How about stop your bitching?
Yes.
You know, you know what you had? You had the easiest freaking road to the playoffs last year, and you whizzed one right down your leg with Bennigan's in goal.
Ooh.
How about that at home?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Easiest road. Now all of a sudden you're bitching about it. Oh, they're getting screwed. Well, if you're the best team, go out and play like it. How about that?
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Well, I mean, everybody's bitching about it. Like, oh, Bruins, they're going to end up getting screwed by this thing anyway. It's going to be a shrunken season. Anything, any plan that they had, the Bruins are obviously going to get screwed out of it. That's the way people around here are going to bitch about it. And I'm tired of hearing about it.
Okay.
Golden Skate.
But based on the setup that they've introduced, which is now
confusing round robin.
Can you lay it out, Beatles, seriously?
Because we thought it was. Okay. The bottom four seeds are playing the next four seeds, right? That's how you end up with 24 teams in the playoffs. So you've got all those teams that are playing at the bottom. And what we thought at the start of the week was that the Bruins would be playing games against the other three top seeds 2, 3, 4, in games that would be treated as sort of warm-up games. So they would have action before playing in the playoffs, and that their benefit of being a top four seed in either conference would be to play, get some games under their belt, while also not having to defend anything or compete for anything. The NHL, in their quest to not only appear as the most equitable playoff setup, they are also cashing in. And so the NHL is going to force the top four seeds now to play each other. They can't drop out of the playoffs, but what they are playing for is seeding, whereas the bottom four seeds are playing to remain in the playoffs. The Bruins will now compete in the round robin, as you mentioned, against the other three top teams. And those games will determine the top four seeds. So the team that goes 3-0 becomes the number one seed. It is not an addition to the regular season records that these four teams have, including the Bruins, which means the only way the regular season record that has been accumulated to this point comes into play is if a tiebreaker needs to happen. If you need to break a tie between two teams, you can do so with the regular season record, and that is it. Which means the Bruins, for example, to make this as easy as possible, you know, you go 3-0, you end up as the one seed, you go 0-3, you're the four seed. That's how this works.
Okay.
They could drop. They have 10, they're what, 10 points clear of the next team right now? They could go from that to being a fourth seed. And that's why people feel like they're getting hosed, because they're going to base going from the one seed to the four seed on three games. Doesn't that seem like they're not exactly, playing fairly? And they're not counting enough of what is already played out this season.
No, I understand why people bitch. I understand why people are bitching about it. But what else can you do? You knew this was going to be shortened, and if you're the best team, go out and prove it.
Well, what you can do is take the top four seeds, let them play against each other a couple of times so that they get some warm-up, and then have the other teams that are trying to get into the playoffs play each other in elimination series, which is what I kind of expected to have happen. To me, that makes the most sense. But when you examine the scenarios, I mean, how much different – it could be different, obviously, in terms of who you end up facing, but how much worse is it, would you think? And this is tough, because now we got to think back to what these teams look like and how you felt about playing these teams in January, February, beginning of March, as opposed to right now. Will it even matter all that much?
Probably not. It's going to feel like a new year, and a lot of those teams will look different. Like, it's almost like you've reset. You're resetting, starting a shortened year here. You're really going to pick up right where you left off? And the most dangerous thing is say one of these goalies gets hot that you're going to face. And say, like what Beatles said, say you end up 0-3. Now all of a sudden your seed drops. That's where you could be screwed.
Yeah, I mean, you're not screwed, though, by ending up as the fourth seed. Okay, it's not like you're out of the playoffs.
No, but it sort of puts things in perspective for you as a fan base and as a team. You know, we aren't the team that we were. You know, we hit a brick wall and we weren't ready to go coming out here when this thing all came together, you know, as they said they're going to play this thing now.
But then nothing happens. You're still in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Whereas other teams are not. You know, if you're Pittsburgh, you've got to play for your life now. You know, you've got to play to stay in. Whereas the Bruins don't have that. So the Bruins don't have to play for something that, you know, is about elimination or staying alive. Here's a question. Let's put it this way. Who's getting it worse, the Bruins or the fifth seed?
Oh.
Who's getting more of a raw deal? Because I said last week I thought the teams that are the five seed are getting a raw deal. Five or six.
So to use the
teams that are firmly in the playoffs in my mind.
To use the Penguins again as the example. Who's getting screwed worse, the Penguins or the Bruins?
Yeah.
I'd say the Bruins.
Yeah. The seeds that are in the middle that are firmly in the playoffs that now have to play a playoff series right away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the teams that now have to fight to get into the playoffs that wouldn't have had to fight had the regular season ended when they stopped regular season play. That's it. It's the teams that now have to somehow work their way back into the playoffs when they already did that. They played the majority of the season and worked themselves into a playoff position, and now they got to go do it again.
Yes. Yeah. They get it worse than the Bruins do.
Yes.
But let's focus on this, and that is last week the Bruins, by way of their head coach, Bruce Cassidy said that Don Sweeney was going to fight for the best deal for the Bruins, was going to continue to fight and get the best deal. That didn't happen. They lost. My guess is the Bruins lost at the negotiating table. And maybe we'd feel differently if they weren't the number one seed. Maybe we'd feel that this is a great idea if they were the three seed. So maybe we're just biased in that. But they certainly did not win at that table. They did not get their way. Because I didn't think this was being discussed. I don't think it was discussed anywhere before they announced this yesterday. That the top seeds were going to play three games to determine if they're the one seed anywhere from 1 through 4. Was that at all mentioned by anybody?
No.
I don't think it was. No.
Not that I recall. Like, ideally, I would have just... I would jump right into the playoffs. You know, give them some meaningless games to play if they want to get out there and play essentially a glorified version, or not even, you know, just another version of the preseason like they do every fall. Get out there, play some games, and then you start the playoffs with the seeding as it would have been had the season ended when they stopped playing.
I think the NHL's full of crap if they're trying to tell you that getting all these teams in is about trying to make it as fair as possible. I don't believe them. It's about trying to create as much product as possible and sell it. It's as simple as that.
I don't begrudge them that, though.
I don't either. I don't begrudge anyone right now for trying to do that. But as far as legitimacy of your championship, you're introducing a lot of wacky stuff to make a little bit extra on these opening rounds that I think is going to call into question the legitimacy of the whole thing. I do. Like, this is getting a little ridiculous. It's just a little too wacky now. You're doing what? The one seeds, 1 through 4, is playing each other to reseed again, and then you've got 8 more teams that are playing play-in games in each conference? Like, what the hell's going on with this? It's going a little too far. That's what it's doing. And now you're hearing more and more about players that are not even all that motivated to play.
And that's the thing, too. If you catch one of those teams, say you get one of those teams just getting in, and maybe you would be one of those lucky teams to get a team that really doesn't want to play.
Hardy, you mentioned off the air this morning the timeline of all this. We'll get into that with your calls. Do the Bruins get hosed? What do you think? We'll get to your calls and talk about the timeline, what the NHL is thinking right now. We'll do it next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I mean, they have to get two cities to host two different, you know, east, west, get one location, cut it down to 16 teams, maybe cut it down to, you know, 10 teams, keep it simple, do it like that. The fact that 2/3 of the teams are in the playoffs for the NHL is ridiculous.
Yeah, but Gary,
it's stupid. It's Gary, not going to happen. Some player's going to get sick. Let me finish. I don't know, because once you start talking, man, the horse has left the barn. Yeah. I don't know why Donald Fair accepted this deal. There is too many players in the NHL for this to work. I fear for an NHL player's life. Some guy's going to get sick. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death. The NHL is ridiculous. First of
all right, then don't have any sports. Why are we even talking about it then if you're going to bring that into it? There shouldn't be any sports at all then if you're making this point.
Oh.
Wow, things are stressful on that show, huh?
People starting to lose it.
Was that Hags?
Yeah, Haggerty. Give it to him.
I didn't see this. You did. They were going at it?
Hey, yeah, it takes you almost back to those all-time Tangway moments, the T.O. You know, I don't know if you remember that one. Terrell Owens was going to whack himself.
I do not remember that.
Yeah.
We don't have that, do we?
We're not going to play it if we had it, and we're not going to do that. That's my boy.
I don't think we have it. I don't think it exists.
Oh, it happened.
It's probably on a CD in my basement somewhere.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Say the show's on
it's, CD. It's not nuts, easily accessible.
Right.
It's like that first year of Felger and Maz shows that have disappeared because they were on CDs.
Or like the Toucher and Rich ones that they just keep in the back room to stock.
Oh, yeah, those guys. they got to go digital at some point.
They got to get modern at some point.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So he didn't say – you played that up as he said someone was going to die. He did not say someone was going to die.
He said someone was going to die.
No,
Jim,
he didn't.
Jim, play it again.
Yeah, he kind of said someone was
going to die.
Play it again.
I fear for an NHL player's life. Some guy's going to get sick. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death.
Bang.
What did he say then, Beetle?
He said he fears for their life and that he would not be surprised if someone dies.
Right. Which?
That it's a possibility.
No, he wouldn't be surprised. In other words, I believe it is a likelihood that someone ends up dying. That's another way of saying I wouldn't be surprised. In all likelihood, someone will end up dying of COVID-19 if they start playing hockey games again.
No, I know that I didn't see this, so I'm guessing some of the context here from what I could pick up in the clip is that they're bringing in a lot more people and exposing a lot more people than they need to.
And in terms of support staff and things like that?
No, in terms of number of teams they bring in overall. And with every team comes X amount of people, right?
Yeah.
And so if the point is you're bringing in, at a minimum here, 8 extra teams, and you're playing a number of extra games against different teams, you're definitely expanding the social circle for all of these teams with every game they play against a new opponent in that round robin. If you're trying to minimize contact or you're trying to minimize exposure, you don't do that by bringing in 8 extra NHL teams into the equation.
And an extra city.
And you're, well, the extra city,
I'm saying
though,
that was his point, though. That's his point. Is you have 2 cities instead of 1 city, and you have all these extra teams.
I don't know that I totally agree with the extra city being that big of a deal. Because if you're trying to set up sort of a bubble, I know we keep using that word, then does it matter that they're in 2 separate sites? Just for the fact that you need ice time and you have a lot of games you're going to have to play in one place?
It's just 2 separate sets of people that are going to be cleaning rooms, 2 separate sets of, like, everything. Arena personnel, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I guess the same thing applies. You're right, but I just don't know if they can play all these games in one arena. You know? Every game in this is going to be played in one arena. That's going to be really hard to pull off.
Yeah, you're going to have matinees every day in the middle of the week. Yeah,
how many hours a day are you going to be on that ice?
Jesus, right. How many Zamboni rounds are you going to have?
So I just don't know that it's
totally...
That guy's
going to get no sleep.
I just don't know that it's totally, feasible. So not a terrible point, though. Oh, great, you're trying to, you know, limit everyone's exposure, so you brought in 8 extra teams? The hell is that? We're trying to keep the numbers to a minimum here. What's with the 8 extra teams you guys brought in? And, you know, you're just bringing in more people. So maybe that was what it was.
Yeah, but markets, more interest, everything. Like you said, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised they brought in this many teams.
Hardy, how do you feel about the timeline?
It's going to take a little longer than I had anticipated.
6 weeks? They get 6 weeks to get ready?
Well, and that includes, like, the smaller groups working out together, and I think that's why that part of it is so extended. But when you start looking at when they're actually going to be playing games, that's really late. I mean, and I know we talked about this before, and by the way, there is no timing on phase 4, the timing to be determined, playoffs begin in hub cities. But with phase 2 in early June, and teams coming back to their home facilities for small group on and off ice training. Okay, first half of July is when camp begins.
Yeah.
I was thinking like July 15th, they start playing games.
Yeah,
they're going to start. They're going to start camp somewhere in the first half of July. So that could be up until, you know, July 10th, July 12th, maybe as late as that. And that, so phase four may not be until August.
September 1st. Who the hell knows?
I don't. Yeah. And at this point, now we get back to something that we talked about weeks ago, which after what amount of time are we no longer doing a continuation of the season?
Bingo.
You know, at what point does this no longer have anything to do with what happened in March? And we're getting to that point. I mean, once you get to 5 months out,
that messes with the athlete's head too. I mean, like you're going to be hesitant getting back. You'd be like, okay. And then all of a sudden, wow, we aren't the same team that we were. Or maybe, hey, maybe the other ones are better. Some teams might pop some upsets here. That's the thing you fear the most out of this, and that's why I think I look at this thing and said, this really isn't a real championship-type year. You know, if you're going to run it this way, and this is going to determine who your championship is, you're really going to stamp the Stanley Cups, you put their names on it in this abbreviated year with this crazy tournament that you have?
And I believe they will, and I believe it is going to have a huge asterisk, and it's going to be an accomplishment for some team, but the longer they wait, the less it has to do with what happened at the beginning of the 19-20 season. I'm feeling less and less like what's going to happen in the NHL has anything to do with what happened back in March. And if they don't play games until August, like, what? You're talking about seeding for the way a team was playing 10 months ago based on games that took place then? And they haven't played in 5 months?
Yeah.
It's just, it seems, the longer they wait, the odder it's going to seem, and the tougher it's going to be to convince somebody that you've got a legitimate champion for, you know, quote-unquote, this season.
NFL opening weekend is
starting to come around to my way of thinking.
September 13th, right?
Which is what, Beetle?
That it's not going to be the same. It's not going to feel the same.
It's not going to be
as valuable.
I'm starting to feel that way.
Thank you.
I'm starting to feel that way.
Attaboy.
And the question also is, you know, do you want, if you're the Bruins, you should absolutely want the conclusion of this season. You should.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know how many more shots at it you're going to get. Roster is getting older. There are contracts that are coming up. Crew.
Your time is now. Your window's now.
They're in the window here. They're in the window. Chara is still playing, and after this rest, he's probably going to be pretty good. You know, the best you're going to get out of him because he's had some time off. So there's a lot of things that are good for the Bruins that they are playing. So you want them to play this. The question is, if they play it and they play well, what's it going to be worth? And how's this all going to be viewed, regardless, and not just a Bruins thing, but regardless of who wins? 617-779-0985. Mark's in Medford. Mark.
Of course he is. There he is.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
The thing that pisses me off is that just yesterday, the NHL awarded the Bruins the President's Trophy for having the best record in the NHL. But in the same breath, you're telling them they're going to play the other three top teams in the conference, and you might end up in the fourth spot and possibly lose home ice. So what the hell does the President's Trophy mean this year? It means absolutely squat. And they won the President's Trophy, and you're telling them, well, you still might finish fourth? That's bullcrap.
Well, if you're going to think that way and you're going to think that trophy's bullcrap, then say they get hot here and they win the whole damn thing, then the whole championship will be bullcrap too then. Like if they win the Stanley Cup, then you got to say that's bullcrap. If you're going to say, okay, the President's Trophy, they don't deserve it. Or that's bullcrap. I mean, you got to feel both ways then. Can't have one, not the other.
David's in New Bedford. Hi, David.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, for the second round, if it's going to be by seeding or bracket format, and which would be better for the Boston Bruins. Thank you.
Okay, it's going to be by seeding, as far as I know. Has anyone seen that it's going to be a bracket?
It might be a bracket that's still to be determined, according to Bevan.
Oh, jeez.
They have to vote on that part.
Oh,
that guy's the Montreal Canadian guy, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Then they're changing everything. They're just changing it. They're going to do whatever the hell it is they please.
Oh, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
It did say in the release bracket, but it said but still to be determined as the
so,
what I read.
So wait, but when you say that though, they set the 8 seeds, then set the bracket. It's not.
No. They set the so the way it was worded was the top 4 seeds. It's a 12 team bracket, But you don't know who the 1-4 seeds are that have the bye.
Okay,
yet.
So my question is:
so one could play one.
They're
one
not
will
bracketing
play 8 or 9.
Out of play-in rounds. They're not going to bracket out of the play-in rounds. Is what my question is. So when you have the 5 versus 12 matchup, right?
They'll play the 4 seed,
no matter what.
Whoever the 4 seed happens to be.
So even if it's the 5 seed that makes it through. Or the 12 seed makes it through. So if the 12 seed makes it through, they're not playing the number one seed?
Well, that's what they have to vote on. But I'm saying if they go with the strict bracket, the way that was presented was the 1-4. So one plays 8, or one plays the 8-9 winner. Two plays the 7-10 winner. Three plays the... Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The whole thing is ridiculous. The whole thing is getting out of control. Let's get just, to more of your calls on this.
And one more thing on the timing of this is, as Jim figured out, last year, between Game 7 and the start of training camp, was a total of 13 weeks, okay? So but by the time Game 7 ended here in Boston and then the start of camp, 13 weeks. Is that correct, Jim?
Yep. June 12th to September 10th.
Right now, we're at 11 weeks from the time they played their last game. So if you play this thing out to the start of, you know, when quote-unquote camp will begin... And, you know, the players skating around and all that stuff. I mean, you're going to be at least, at the very least, 13, the same amount of time between you played your last regular season game and then you start the camp. So it's probably going to be more like 16 weeks before you go from the regular season, the last regular season game, until the playoffs are happening.
No, that's just until the start of camp, 16 weeks.
16 weeks, excuse me, until the start of camp. So how many weeks is it going to take for them? It has nothing to do with what happened last season. At some point, when you're coming up on half a year, when you're approaching over 5 months, or you're at the post 5 month mark, it has practically nothing to do with what happened in the previous year. The rosters, I guess, the only thing there that are going to be the same. But the way these guys play and what you can expect from them on the ice, who the hell knows? It also makes me think, do whatever you want with the seeding. You know, as long as the top teams are in, who's to say what teams are going to play like now? It's been so long since they played hockey. I have no idea if Pittsburgh is any better than Montreal anymore. I barely know if the Bruins are that much better. I think they are, just based on the inherent talent there on the top line and the goalie. But other than that, do you really know what these teams are going to be like after this type of a layoff? We worry about layoffs for the Olympics of a week or two. It's going to be half a year by the time they get going again. Who knows?
617-779-0985. We'll get right back to your calls on the other side. We've got a couple of open phone lines, too, if you want to grab it. Did the Bruins get hosed? And your thoughts on the NHL's plan yesterday? And also, what do we think the announcement yesterday sort of achieved? We talked about that going into it, that this was more than just announcing the setup had been approved, that there's maybe some more meaning behind it. Did that come true yesterday? We'll get to that. Also, a take on Michael Jordan. And lying about Isaiah Thomas. We'll get to that later this hour.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
When the given go-ahead from the medical experts and the relevant government authorities is given, 24 of our 31 teams will resume play. The top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. The remaining 7 teams will enter the draft lottery, which I will discuss in detail later.
Gary Bettman made his announcement at 4:30 yesterday. His initial statement was probably, I don't know, 15 minutes in length yesterday. Do you think it was about more than just announcing that the plan had been approved? After seeing it, I think it was. And if you watched it, you saw that the very first thing he did was say, I want to let everybody know that safety is paramount. Like, that was their first thing out of the gate. We are all about safety and player safety and keeping everybody safe, because I think he's trying to force everybody's hand and get them back, you know, to playing, when he knows he's got a league full of players that may be less than enthusiastic about getting back to playing. They've all been paid for the year. They've got their money. They don't really need this. But, you know, it's about, are you competitive and do you want it?
Right. And are you in it together?
I think there was a little bit of that going on, trying to create the impression that everything is, the ball has started to roll in the NHL. 617.
I'm kind of excited, you know, that it's going to be back up and running, because I could throw my goalie take out there as to how quick Tuukka can get the hook if he's not good early, right? Could get a lock in there in one of those first three games. What if Tuukka loses your first game? What do you do? You put a lock in game two?
I mean,
loses both two?
It's a real question about coming back and being ready. Do you want your backup to play in one of those three games?
See, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The one thing that really interests Zoe about restarting hockey is, what if Tuukka Rask sucks and they have to put Halak in? It's just
and
like
Halak
last,
plays his ass off.
It's just like last year.
Here we go.
Something's again. Never changed.
Let's get to your calls. Keith is in the car on Tangway's take. What's up, Keith?
Hey guys, so I saw that exchange last night. I just thought it was ridiculous for him to say they shouldn't be bringing in 24 teams. Like, I get that. That's a lot of teams, but for the safety aspect of it, then there shouldn't be baseball. You know, there's more than 24 baseball teams, and they're still trying to figure that out. I just thought that whole safety aspect of it, like I said, was disingenuous and overblown.
Yeah, but baseball has – no, it's not disingenuous. Baseball hasn't played a season yet. They haven't played
They've
a season.
They've started.
You can't eliminate teams in baseball. In hockey, there's not a need to bring in the eight extra teams. It's not required. It's not even necessary. They're doing it because they want to give this impression that they're being extremely fair to everybody, when in reality they're trying to create more goods to sell to the networks. That's what they're doing. So, no, I don't buy that. That's not a fair comparison to compare hockey to baseball. Hockey season is more than 80% complete. We know who the good teams are, who the playoff teams should be. We don't need – baseball hasn't played a single game yet. They're in two completely different coronavirus universes right now, is what I would say. So, no, I don't think it's disingenuous because you don't think they need to bring in eight extra crap bag teams that aren't in the playoffs. Who's got the best case out of the eight teams that otherwise wouldn't be in that should be allowed to come in and compete? That's really a question we haven't answered. Maybe that's something we need to look at. Who's even got a good case? Who's got the good case to say, well, I should get a shot here to be able to get into the playoffs? I feel like I've been wronged if they're the ninth seed, the ninth team on the outside looking in. I'm going to look right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can look, Beetle, but all of this is going to be under the umbrella of, or I guess under the shadow of these teams are different now. Guys who weren't healthy are healthy. Guys who were in shape may not be in as good a shape. The players who had their, you know, their legs and their lungs from, you know, skating throughout the season, namely some of the older guys, they're not going to have that as much. The younger guys might be able to. I don't know.
We talked about it before the show. Blackhawks, are they going to have any life?
But I hate to say it, you know, because it's such like a dismissive thing to say, but how do you know what any of these teams are like until they play again? I haven't seen them play hockey in so long, and none of them, you know, have with any consistency. And certainly the majority of the team, I don't think, have been skating a lot and doing drills and doing the things that, you know, this layoff right now is as long as you would get for your summer off.
And during the summer, the best case, by the way, guys, it's the Vancouver Canucks that have the best case to be allowed an opportunity to play in. They've got the same amount of points as the team in the eighth spot. So Vancouver and Nashville have 78 points apiece. And they're sitting there, and one's in and one's out. There you go. That's the one team you can make a good case for. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No. It's just the more I think about it, the sillier this is sounding. I mean, even in a regular off season, guys would have access to ice surfaces. so they could go skate if they wanted to, and I'm sure a lot of them did. They don't even have that for the most part, unless you've got a private rink somewhere or someone's letting you in. And I'm sure restrictions have been lifted, you know, with, you know, on the sly, but it's not as easy, and it's certainly not as at the very beginning.
But what does that have? I don't understand that point, because the point is going to make the New York Rangers as good as the Boston Bruins.
Because
they haven't played in 5 months.
I think it levels the playing field much more so than it would have been had you just started the playoffs after a regular season.
Okay, I get that. That's understandable. I completely agree. Valid point. You can have a more level playing field. But in terms of determining the seeding then, that's actually like the thing against it. So you get no credit for what happened in the, you know, all those games you played. You're not getting enough credit for that.
No, I don't know why they're messing with the top four seeds. I really don't. It's completely unnecessary. They don't have to do it. They can leave the top four seeds alone. And unless they're saying, look, no one's going to be happy with this, so we're going to make everybody unhappy. Why make the top four seeds really happy by allowing them to stay put where they are? And by the way, even they're not happy about it. I mean, if you're the four seed, no, you want a shot at taking down the Bruins. You know, you want a shot at, you know, getting that number one seed. So really, you're going to have, you know, two teams on each side. They're going to be unhappy, probably the one and the two seed. They don't want anything to do with this. Every other team likes this. And that, you know, the conversation in Boston is probably a lot different than the conversation going on in other cities now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Michael Jordan is being called a liar today. He's being called a liar. And there's been some sort of tape and audio that's been unearthed from years ago. We'll get to that story coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
They called me to ask me to bluff. Rob Thorne called me. I said, Rob, I want to play with Isaiah Thomas. He assured me, he said, you know what? Chuck that one, Isaiah. So Isaiah's not going to be a part of the team.
If you didn't hear, he said, I don't want to play if Isaiah Thomas is on the team.
That's old audio that has been unearthed of Michael Jordan saying he does not want to play on the Dream Team with Isaiah Thomas. There are headlines everywhere today. New tape contradicts Michael Jordan's Dream Team claims in The Last Dance. Did people watch The Last Dance? Did they not understand that Jordan pretty much said this already? I don't get this. I don't understand why this is a story today. Jordan had a moment in The Last Dance where I thought he contradicted himself in a matter of about 10 seconds, which I like to call pulling a Rick James. We'll get to more on that in a minute. But what? Of course he didn't want Isaiah on the team. Here, let's play the audio from The Last Dance that we played when we talked about this 3 weeks ago now.
Rod Thorne calls me and says, we would love for you to be on the Dream Team. I says, oh, who's all playing? He says, what does that mean? I say, who's all playing? You know, he says, well, the guy you're talking about or you're thinking about is not going to be playing.
There it is.
Bang.
Jordan starts asking, so did he say directly, I won't play with Isaiah?
No, but he also knew that if it came down to a choice between having Isaiah on the Dream Team and Jordan on the Dream Team, they're going with Jordan. So
bingo. Bingo.
Look,
so he made it clear, well, you know, I need to know who's on the team. Yeah. So did he say directly Isaiah? No, but the answer back from Thorne was, the guy you're thinking about is not playing. And it was, okay, good, then I'm in.
Oh, so, I thought it was Purvis Ellison he was thinking
like,
of.
What, no, what are we doing here? And again, I say that he contradicted himself because immediately before that clip, he was saying, well, you know, Isaiah can blame me, but it wasn't my doing. And then he admits that it was his doing, that the people with USA Basketball knew before they even called Jordan that they had to not have Isaiah on the team because of Jordan. And Jordan even tells the interviewer and tells us, the viewer, yes, when they called, it was my first question about who was on the team. So obviously that mattered to Jordan. USA Basketball knew it, and they made the change. And as soon as they told him that guy, Isaiah, isn't on the team, Jordan was all in. Now, that, I guess it's not as direct. So there's maybe some plausible deniability. But I thought Jordan basically admitted that he would not play with Isaiah. And Jordan knows exactly what you just said, Hardy. They're not choosing Isaiah over Jordan. Ever.
So that's it. I mean, and
so it was his doing.
But here's the thing with the audio that was released yesterday that we listened to here at the beginning of Jordan, you know, telling the same story a different way, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
And one makes him, I guess, seem a little more statesmanlike about it, like, well, give me all the information and, you know, was it connect the dots? You know, what one of them is just more direct. But there wasn't anyone who either followed it when it was happening or from watching The Last Dance and remembering all this stuff who thought anything other than Jordan kept Isaiah off the Dream Team or wasn't going to play if Isaiah was on it. And they're all connected. You can't separate one from the other.
The story on the tape is also about getting the call from Rod Thorne. So it's the same story. It's literally the exact same story, Hardy, that he's telling. And in 2011, maybe he was telling it in a more direct and more honest way.
Right.
And maybe what you got in The Last Dance was, again, the cleaned up, sanitized, pro-Michael Jordan version of that story.
Right. Or who knows? Maybe he's telling it right this time and he was, you know, trying to sound more like a tough guy back in 2011. Who cares? The fact
is,
it's
the same thing.
It's the same thing. He wasn't going to be on the Dream Team with Isaiah. And he knew what that meant. So he, in effect, kept Isaiah off the Dream Team. It's what we all thought before. It's what he pretty much admitted to in The Last Dance. It's what that audio that we just listened to reiterates again. That he wasn't caught in any lie. I mean, like you said, were you paying attention? Can you read between the lines? Can you understand the nuance of what's being said there?
No, but
you're talking 22 years later. You grow up more as an adult, and you're really not going to throw somebody under the bus the same way you might have done it when you were playing in your prime, and you're talking about the Dream Team. Hell no.
They called me to ask me to play. Rob Thorne called me to say, Rob, I won't play when I get Thomas.
What does that mean? I see who's all playing. You know, he says, well, the guy you're talking about or you're thinking about, he's not going to be playing.
And I said, and he even admits the guy I was thinking about was Isaiah.
Yes.
And so he references Isaiah's name. And so, again, he says, you know, the other quote there was in The Last Dance. I don't know that we cut this out, but he said it was insinuated that I was asking for Thomas to be left off the team. But I never threw his name in there. That was played right before he then tells you he told him he wouldn't play with Isaiah, which I thought...
Now, it was insinuated that I was asking about him, but I never threw his name in there.
What? 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 And then he tells a story about throwing his name in there, which if you're a Chappelle fan, you know that is a Rick James moment right there. That here it is. Roll it. Rick James didn't put his feet up on the couch.
See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I going to do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's, you know, something to do. Come on, I got a little more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch.
I would do that. I got more sense.
Yeah, I got more sense than that. Why? Would
yeah,
you?
I did it.
Yeah, I remember doing that. That's what it is. Oh, I don't get the headlines today, though. That story... It's taken off. It's everywhere. You know, new tape, new audio.
New audio. Not a ton of stuff
Jordan's
to talk about.
That,
yeah, yeah. He's hot topic right now. Back in the news. Now everybody's talking about Jordan. I don't blame him. I don't blame him for having the headlines. You know,
really, even
God,
though it's completely wrong.
I know it's wrong, but
factually incorrect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't blame people for talking about it, but it's typical Michael though. You know, you phrase it one way, you know, 25 years ago, and now, you know, you want to phrase it a little differently. Still the same thing. Everybody knew it was Isaiah if you watch a documentary.
Zoe, pro fake news.
Pro fake news. We'll take it. We'll take any 10 minutes of content. Heck yeah.
Okay, let's get to baseball. They were back at the table yesterday. I don't think it went well. I don't think it went well. We'll talk about it in 90 seconds after headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you download the app and tell your smart speaker as well to play 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Make sure you download the app and tell your smart speaker as well to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Baseball back at the table yesterday, negotiating players, owners, the whole deal. And for the first time in all of their negotiations and in all of their talks, I feel it is less than likely that the baseball season will happen.
Boy, I thought hockey would not happen. You know, two, 3 weeks ago, I said hockey, there's no freaking way they're going to play hockey. It's too long of a layoff for them to get back. And you thought baseball would have been. I thought baseball was going to be the first one back. I really did. And I think it's just totally flipped now.
So yesterday, as part of the negotiations, more on player pay cuts were talked about. And under one scenario, you would have top players that are taking massive pay cuts, and you have other players who make less money that won't be taking as much of a pay cut, is what it would basically be. Hardy, I know you had one number that you referenced on David Price.
And there are different examples here, but it's a sliding scale, just to kind of get the conversation going here.
Yeah.
So the way it breaks down, so many problems with this. According to Major League Baseball, their proposal wants to cut salaries on a sliding scale, so the more you make, the more your salary gets cut. Okay? So if you make between the league minimum, which is $563,000, does that sound right? Is that what a minimum?
Yeah, about that.
Okay.
Wait, $600,000.
The league minimum?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, okay.
$563,000 and change. If you make between that and $1 million, you will make 72.5% of your salary.
Okay.
If you make between $1 million and $5 million, you make 50% of your salary.
Okay.
So the first thing I would say is, boy, it would be so much better to make $900,000 than it would be to make, say, $1.1 million. Like, you would rather be making $200,000 less a year because you'll end up pocketing more money. If you make just over $1 million a year, under this proposal, you're going to get $500,000. If you make $900,000 a year, you're going to end up making well over $600,000. You understand? Like that cutoff.
Right. So their math is garbage. Their tax brackets are bad.
Right, because it, you know, it slides. So again, like now they go from 1 to 5 million, you get paid at 50%. If you make between 5 and 10, you get 40% of your money. So there are these issues where you're right on the bubble. It's like, you know, like you said, it's like being on a tax bubble. Like, oh, I would have been better off making $10,000 less last year because I would have owed, you know, 30 grand less in taxes. No, that would have been
except,
great.
Except tax brackets are a little bit more gradual.
Yes. These, right?
these are sort of drastic.
Yeah. If you make between 10 and 20 million, you'll be paid at 30%. And here's the one that the highest paid players are balking at. $20 million and up, you get paid 20% of your salary.
So all the best players in the game, the Mike Trouts, the David Prices with the big contracts, those guys are going to make a fifth? Oof, that's going to be a hard sell to those guys.
Yeah, what's Harper think about it? What's Snell think
about it? It's going to be a hard sell.
You're pissing off your superstars now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the examples, Mike Trout, who makes he's got the highest full season salary, $37,666,000. Would make $19 million on a prorated basis over 82 games. He would end up having a base salary of $5,748,000.
So Mike Trout would make $5 million this year?
Almost six.
Now this sounds ridiculous when you're talking about normal everyday people, but it would not be worth it for Mike Trout to show up.
No,
I'm going to make $38 million this year. Now you're going to make a little less than six. What happened? Well, 20. You're 80%. You've got to take an 80% haircut on the games that you're going to play. Wait, 80% of my $38 million? No.
Yeah.
80% of half of $38 million. Oh.
Oh, potentially no fans risk and then risk your health. And oh, yeah.
I don't want to play baseball as much as I thought I did.
Yeah.
Mike Trout, as you know, just signed a 12-year deal worth $430 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's played, what, 1 year on that deal so far? I think he's played eight. Has he played a year on that? So he played one season last year. That means he's got 11 years to go, and so let's say he skips this year. That means he's still got about $350 million coming his way after this year.
He'll be all right.
If you know you've got $350 million guaranteed to you that is coming your way after this year, and you're Mike Trout, whose wife is about to have a baby, correct? And that's one of his concerns, traveling or being able to be allowed into the hospital and things of that nature. If I'm Mike Trout and I'm in his position, I'm not going to show up. I'm not doing it. If I were him, that's just what would happen, and I think will happen.
You know who has to show up?
Who?
Mookie. Because if not, he's not a free agent.
Oh,
right. You got to get a year of service. He's got to get that year of service. He doesn't have the year of service yet.
That's a good point.
I would assume unless they make some sort of arrangement with the players, which it looks like nobody wants to budge on this deal. Mookie has to get his year of service in to become a free agent.
But if they didn't play,
I thought service time things. Wasn't there a deal made on service time that even if
the season's canceled versus the season being played and you decide not to play, is that there's got to be a distinction there?
I forget. There was service time was brought up in those negotiations in March.
If I'm the Dodgers and I just traded for Mookie, I don't want him to become a free agent if he does. If he decides, you know what, we're playing a half a season, but I'm not going to play because it's too much of a risk for me. Okay, then you're going to play for us next season, and you become a free agent after that.
Yeah, see, these are some of the things that I don't think they have figured out yet. Like, they don't have the details worked out on that. That's not even in play. There is no plan for if the season gets canceled, what they're going to do with service time. It hasn't been negotiated yet. But if they do play, whatever the length is, each player will get a full year of service. So if they play, yeah, I guess you'd be right. Mookie does have to play. Or they'd have the case.
Right.
All right. So Mookie plays. Mike Trout's not. Mookie is, what's Mookie's salary for this coming year?
$27 million, and he would earn 20% of that. So he would make $2,700,000.
No,
that's 10%. No. Because he's going to make half of the $27 million. So 13, yeah. So it's...
No, that's not the calculation. It was one-fifth, I thought, overall, of what the total number was.
One-fifth of the prorated number.
So one-fifth of one-half?
Correct.
Oh, so that's how, okay, that's how Trout gets to his number too, then.
Yes. So for those guys, you just have to get, you just have to take 10% of their full salary.
Oh, I don't like their chances of this. If that's where they're at, I don't like the odds. I don't like the odds of baseball making a comeback here.
So Marcus Stroman, the pitcher beetle, agrees with you. He tweeted yesterday, season's not looking promising.
Yeah, no, it's not. Not if this is where they're at. And they've still got more to figure out.
So Mookie would have to play, and David Price would not. Right? If you're David Price, you wouldn't play based on that because you have all that money coming to you.
Yeah, especially since he's got plenty of money in the bank, too, already.
Yeah.
He's banked all his money. David's in Bridgewater. David.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
What's up?
Can you hear me? Can I just yell at you real quickly about the – and I know you're just doing the sports radio thing, but – talking about the asterisk for the NHL, you know, whoever wins the cup and how it's not even the same year anymore. Are you trying to crush whatever is remaining of our souls as sports fans out here? We just want the season back. And nobody remembers when they're shortened years or lockout seasons or they change the playoff format. And the Bruins are still hockey players. I don't think they're fishermen now because they haven't played hockey in a couple of months. Whoever wins the cup is going to earn it. Can you give me that?
Well, I mean, I think it's much different than a lockout year.
Yeah, dude, I think people are going to remember this
when you have a pandemic and you haven't played in over 6 months. I mean, yeah, your year is much different. It's almost like a restart. It is definitely an asterisk year.
You don't remember who you beat or who you played or most teams, how they got there, if they had an easy road. Like last year, if the Bruins had won, you would not be talking about their easy road to getting to that point. And so that I agree with. But this time, this year, under these circumstances, something tells me we're going to remember what happened during all of this. It sort of stands out as something none of us have ever done before or been through. This might be a memorable one. You might remember how this played out. It happens every, 100 years or so right now. So, yeah, I think we're going to remember this. I think it's going to be something that you look back at and say, oh, remember when the NHL made a complete farce of their playoff system? You remember when that happened? That's the stuff you do remember. When you change the way it's played is when you look back and say, oh, yeah, that was stupid the way they did that.
Shove this one in.
Oh, it's moronic when they did that crap. 617-779-0985.
You're gonna think back at, no one's gonna remember when you think back on the 2020 Stanley Cup champion, they're hoisting the cup in an empty arena.
Yeah.
No, I think that image is gonna be burned on all of our retinas for a while.
I think we'll have some recall on that one.
Hey, what time's the parade start? Oh, there is no parade. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, totally normal. Normal year. The new normal. Yeah. You'll remember this one. No comparison to lockout. No comparison to lockout year.
Meanwhile, in baseball, the Oakland A's are the first team to stop paying their minor league players. We'll get to that next.
Ooh.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.